Well, Jimmy, first of all, I guess it's nice to get a win under your belts, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a huge fillip, really. It's been a tough start to the year. It's nice to start this on the right foot. Thought the guys did a lot of things right tonight, and most things went to plan. And Ryan Tendescarter played a gem of an innings that kept them in the game. Fortunately, we were able to keep taking wickets at the other end. I didn't see as much of the bowling as I'd like, but I think Fidel bowled with some good pace, and the rest of the guys all chipped in. So yeah, really delighted.
You got 173. Did you think that was a good score? Because recently, that's a bit above par, isn't it?
Yeah, we thought just above par. Didn't really know. Obviously, one of the boundaries a bit shorter, so you always want a few more. Someone asks you what a good score is, you always want as many as you can get, but I sense it's probably just above par, and so it proved, really. Easy pace wicket, good wicket, but a bit of pace on the ball was quite nice, and fortunately we were able to make the most of that.
Once more, James Vince and Michael Carberry giving you guys a good start.
Yeah, well, proven performers in this game, quality players. We're very lucky to have them at the top. I think they're very hard to bowl at, and again improved today.
You were striking it well there. You didn't play last week. You had the birth of your second child, and yet you went out there. You stroked it everywhere.
It's that sort of platform that gives you a bit of freedom. It's one of those days where the first, half dozen balls I hit seem to find gaps, and then you're off to a bit of a flyer. It's great to be able to play with a bit of freedom, a bit of intent. 2020, you can free yourself up and just try and hit the ball. Sometimes in four-day cricket, it's that the intensity, you get yourself sort of bogged down probably in the intensity of that game. And 2020, I think, will do us a lot of good as a group, and hopefully we can move forward and on all fronts from now.
Was there any a moment towards the end there that you thought this is getting a bit tight? Because they only did about 10 and over, didn't they?
So when Rahm was at the crease, he's a very, very good player in all formats, but certainly 2020. And he was always a wicket I felt that we needed really to make sure of the game. And he played a really, really great innings, and was unfortunate to be on the wrong side of the result. But for us, it was a good moment. And you asked her to get him by even like 24 off the last, you still want him at the other end or out. And the first shot he hit went many a mile, and it's just nice to get that wicket and get ourselves singing a song again. It was great.
It seems, just from this one game, that not always been the case in the past, but you've got options at the death there now with Yasser. I mean, he gives you great options, doesn't he?
Yeah, we've got three guys, I think, that can bowl. Carl Abbott and Woody were excellent last year, and we've had Corky in the past, so I think this year we got three guys that are, and it's sort of nice to have that third option, really, because it's not always everyone's day. And Woody bowls well at the death, Yasser's proven there, and Fidel, with a bit of extra pace, and I think he gets his Yorkers right, he can be a real handful. And it's one game, isn't it? But I think we got most of the stuff we wanted to get right tonight, but we've got to keep doing that in the future.
Essex must hate playing you guys. In the Championship, they lost by over 400. You've won six out of the last eight T20 games against them. Two were rained out. You've got an amazing record against Essex.
It hasn't always been that way. I remember years ago, going up to their place and really struggling to find any sort of results against them. So it's nice to turn the tables. I just think it's sometimes the way it falls. But we've had success here against them, and obviously by that, what you're saying, away as well. It's a hard place to go and play. But we've played, on the whole, we've played some good 2020 cricket, haven't we, the last few years. So it's just nice to be able to turn it around, because there were some tough years against the Essex boys for a long time.
Just finally, if that's all right, guys, I mean, what does this do going into the middle of the game on Sunday? Because the Championship's been very tough, hasn't it?
Yeah, just a big boost, confidence boost for the guys. Bit of extra belief. I know it's a different format, but there's nothing like winning a game just to get yourself up. And I think a few guys to feel a little weight sort of lifted, I suppose. Was it 4 years ago? We had a really tough start to the year, and Miles sort of harder than what we've had this time round. And I remember that there was an enormous sense of relief then, but this time I think we know what we're doing in 2020 cricket, and we felt if we got things right today we'd have a very strong chance of winning, and we did. I think we just need to have that sort of belief in the 4-day stuff, and one win, I think we'll kickstart our season.